Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Okay, now the fuel protests out there. I was just saying we're going to mention them, and in Gift Grub this morning we're going to talk about them. Coalition's worst week shows Ireland unprepared for economic deterioration. Some of the live ones as well, saying further fuel protests causing traffic disruption. Mark Hogan, who was on earlier on the traffic, was talking about the fact that he was hoping, this was at about 6:30 in the morning, hoping that it could have been sorted out, but it looks like they're starting to creep up again, and their kind of go slows and blockades and all kinds of things happening at the moment. So we've got the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, on the line this morning. Taoiseach, so
good morning, Ian.
Where are we with this whole fuel business? What's going on? Tell us. On behalf of all the people listening in at the moment.
Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge the level of anger.
People are very angry, Taoiseach.
Of course people are angry. That's why I'm acknowledging it. If you'll just allow me.
Sure, yeah.
There's a time and a place for anger, and a time and a place to protest. Mm-hmm. We live in a democratic society, and people are entitled to protest.
Yeah.
But there's a nuance to protests.
Yeah.
And not all protests are the same.
No, so do you have a problem with protests now? Because, I mean, you know, that's something that...
Only the ones that work. I mean, I have no problem with a few placards and slogans.
Yeah.
That's the democratic right.
Yes,
going forward.
It is, yeah.
We've all seen Father Ted. There are protests. Mm-hmm.
Down with this sort of thing, yeah.
Absolutely, I have no problem with that. I like people standing around. I like people, you know, in an orderly fashion. But these protests were unseemly going forward. I mean, we had the spectacle here of people who were actually succeeding in causing disruption.
That was their objective, wasn't it?
During Easter.
Yeah.
That's a bit unfair. You know, we weren't even ready for it, were we? But we were all on our Easter holidays.
Exactly.
For starters.
Exactly.
But that was
the plan.
What do you mean?
What about this package now? 10 cent off diesel. That's a bit pathetic, isn't it?
Sorry, when did you become Mahatma Gandhi all of a sudden? Are you going to get into your bare feet now and start marching up O'Connell Street or something? Are you one of these lunatic fringe groups? Even radio disc jockeys have a right to protest.
All I'm saying is people are very angry about the... Who?
I'm acknowledging the anger.
Davey Fitz is on. Okay, put him on. Davey Fitz is on.
Yeah, how's it going, Ian? Listen, I am absolutely raging, so I am, about this fuel thing. Raging, so I am. People are talking about farmers and lorries and getting food onto shelves. And listen, I have no problem with people getting food onto shelves. That's no problem with that at all, so I don't.
Right.
But what about me? What about me? Up and down to Antrim. 4 times a week, so I am. 544 kilometre round trip every time I'm doing it. So championship starts this week, and I'm doing more miles than them lads in the spaceship that went up into the dark side of the moon. So it did. I've had to remortgage me house to get a full tank of fuel into this car. The car's falling apart, and I'm putting fuel into this York, so I have gone up to the dark side of the moon. And I tell you now, the money that's costing me, not even the GAA is paying them type of salaries. Sorry, I mean not salaries, I'm talking about expenses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Micheál Martin better get the finger out. 10 cent reduction. 10 cent reduction isn't going to get me up and down to Antrim, so it isn't.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.